The influence of money in politics is a major issue on the presidential campaign trail. You might have to go back to the 1970s to remember a time when it came up this much. Candidates in both parties talk about it. The most vocal are Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But the question is, what can a president do about it? Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
In last week's debate, this was the first point Bernie Sanders made.
We have today a campaign finance system which is corrupt, which is undermining American democracy, which allows Wall Street and billionaires to pour huge sums of money into the political process.
And one of the last things Clinton said that evening.
We agree that we've got to get unaccountable money out of politics.
But they never got to the hard part. Nick Penniman is director of Issue One, a group building coalitions for new campaign finance laws.
You've got Bernie making this one of the two major themes of his campaign. But when he talks about solutions, he just talks about ending Citizens United.
That's the 2010 Supreme Court decision that set the stage for super PACs and tax-exempt organizations with their million-dollar donors. As for Clinton, Penniman said this.
In a kind of Me Too way, Hillary will mention that she also thinks that money in politics is a problem, but she hasn't spoken much about her solutions.
Sanders and Clinton's ideas are nearly identical. To start with, more transparency for big donor groups and public financing to boost the impact of small donors. A President Clinton or President Sanders would need Congress to act on proposals it's previously rejected. The big goals for Clinton and Sanders? One, get Supreme Court justices who would overturn Citizens United. Two, push for a constitutional amendment to let Congress limit political spending. But that can take years. Nick Penniman said they're focusing on the wrong things.
The fact that the dialogue is way out there talking about either amending the Constitution or overturning a Supreme Court decision suppresses the very real focus that we need right now, which is on the stuff that we can get passed regardless of the Supreme Court.
Surprisingly, a similar debate is going on among Republicans. Jeb Bush criticized Citizens United last week.
I would turn that on his head if I could.
Like several other GOP candidates, Bush proposes unlimited money going directly to candidates, not super PACs. That and speedy disclosure. At Take Back Our Republic, a conservative group working for stronger campaign finance laws, John Pudner shares Penniman's complaint about the candidates.
I think focusing the whole campaign finance reform on Citizens United can be a cop-out. There are plenty of measures that can be taken even within that framework to clean up the disastrous campaign finance system we have now.
For example, Pudner's group and Penniman's both want President Obama to sign an executive order to make federal contractors disclose their political giving. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.